You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Oh, good morning. Thought I heard hooves coming up behind me.
Oh, steady now.
Oh. How are you, Lillian?
Oh, fine, thank you, David. Just blowing away the cobwebs, you know.
Yeah. Hello, Spearmint.
I'm taking a map for Alice.
Boy. Yeah, I'm putting signs up for our open day. You must have passed one or two of them.
Oh. Sorry.
No, it's okay. Maybe they're not big enough. Didn't want to clutter the place, you know. Well, I hope the weather will hold. Makes a difference to the numbers who come.
Yeah. David, do you mind if we...
No. Didn't mean to hold you up.
Walk on.
You going anywhere nice?
Nowhere special, no. Anywhere...
Hi, Gran.
Well, what's all this?
My display for the eggs. What do you think?
It looks very professional.
Neil's just dropped round these birds so people can see where the eggs have come from.
Right.
And I'm doing my first farmer's market with Phoebe and Hayley next Sunday at Matcham.
On your mum's birthday?
That's on Saturday.
No, Josh, Sunday.
Are you sure?
Yes, dear.
Oh, no. I was sure it was Saturday. I can't back out of the market. I was the one who pushed us to go.
Your mum won't mind.
I suppose.
Oh, hi, Gran.
Morning, Pip.
Do you want a hand unloading?
I'll do it.
Josh.
Don't fight over it. Go on, Josh. Thanks for the offer, Pip.
That's okay.
Now, how are your exams going, darling?
Not too bad. I've got economic policies on Tuesday.
Ooh, I don't envy you that.
Yeah, I've just done an hour on it. It'll be so great stewarding today. Anything to get my head out of my revision notes.
Well, it's good of you to help.
It's a family effort, Farm Sunday.
Ah, Jill, hey.
Morning, love. Hello, Biff.
I said I'd pick Lottie up, Mum.
Okay, you get off.
I shan't be long.
You have taken the cakes out of the freezer, haven't you, Ruth?
Yeah, it was top of me very long list.
Thanks. I'm worried I've baked too many. There was so much food left over last year.
Oh, that was an exception.
Yes.
I'm praying the bad publicity we had afterwards won't put people off coming today.
We'll have to wait and see. Oh, I'll tell you who will be coming. Nick and the children.
Oh, good.
They were all at the service. It was George's first time at Junior Church.
George?
He usually goes out with Will on his rounds on a Sunday morning. He looked very devout and very serious.
Oh, bless him.
And all three children so excited about the new baby. Nick's really blooming.
The word's gone out to all his friends in the building trade, though we're not sure how many of them will actually turn up. It'll be quite a big affair.
Oh, right.
Dad knew a lot of people. Oh, and Auntie Sharon's flying back from Dubai.
Yeah, of course.
I wanted to tell you because your family... I hope you feel you can come. You'd be very welcome.
Well, I'll see if I can make it.
And the invitation extends to your partner, of course. Lillian, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's been...
I wish you could have known him properly. I find that so sad.
Yeah, it's the way life is sometimes.
He'd get wound up sometimes, get things out of perspective, you know. But he could be loving, too, and thoughtful. It doesn't seem fair. The good ones go early, that's what our nan used to say. So where that left her, I don't know. He wasn't tough like her.
Well, she needed to be.
I suppose. Oh, if only he'd looked after himself properly.
How do you mean?
Well, it's high blood pressure, you know.
No, I didn't know.
So, when a cow's milked out, The cluster just drops off. It's automatic, see? And they're getting some feed at the same time, which helps.
Thanks, Josh. We've got fewer cows going through the parlour at the moment because we've moved to what we call block calving, where the whole herd calves in the 9 or 10 week period. Some people do it in the spring, but we've chosen the autumn, starting at the end of August. It's making the milking much quicker at the moment because all the cows are approaching the end of their lactation at more or less the same time, so there's less milk. It'll pretty much tail off altogether in a few weeks' time. In fact, I might even get a summer holiday this year.
Yeah, but we'll have gallons of the stuff in the autumn, Mum.
We all worried about him, but however much we nagged, he'd never go to the doctors.
No?
What is it with you men? And it can't have helped how things were in the family.
Yeah? What was that then?
Oh, he didn't take it well, Mum, remarrying.
Really?
No. And of course we rowed about it. It was stupid. He was still so possessive about her. God knows why, but he couldn't let go. Maybe it's because he was on his own.
Right, yeah.
If only he could have found someone after Mum. Someone he could talk to and share things with.
Yeah, well, we all want that.
No one should die alone, should they?
Oh, now, there, Grace. No, that's really terrible. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Thank you. I need to go now. I'm meeting Charlie. There's so much to organise.
Oh, okay.
Monday next, remember?
The morning.
10:30. And stay in touch, whatever, won't you?
Well, like you said, I'm family.
Thanks for listening. Take care.
Yeah. Whew. Oh, hell! Oh!
How much have we made, Josh?
I make it £102.50.
Gosh.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Right.
Good job, Gran.
And Shula. I'm just pleased they all went.
Yeah, they sold like hotcakes.
Oh. Oh. Yeah. Well, it's something towards the farm charities anyway.
Oh, that's great. Oh, I am pooped.
Well, we've had a busy day.
Yeah, they just kept coming, didn't they?
Yeah.
Right, well, I'm taking my tea up. I need to chill.
Okay, Pip.
Bye, Gran.
Bye, love. Best of luck for Tuesday.
Thank you.
Oh, before you go.
What, Dad?
And this is for you too, Josh.
Yeah?
I had several comments today about my charming and helpful children.
Yay!
Wicked.
Well, they were.
Today they were.
Hey, be fair. Pip gave up a day's revision.
Yeah, she did well.
So, how many eggs did you sell, Josh?
14 boxes.
Not bad.
Well, he didn't waste a single selling opportunity. He made sure everyone on the farm trail had a leaflet.
He's doing his first market next Sunday, Jill.
Yes.
I don't think I'll do it after all.
Not do it?
Josh?
You've talked of little else recently.
Yeah, but...
What?
It's your birthday that day, isn't it? And Father's Day. I should be here, really.
Oh.
Josh, that's very sweet, but you won't be gone for the whole day. Tell you what, we'll have a nice family tea when you get back, eh?
Ace idea.
Yes.
Are you sure you don't mind?
Of course not. I'd much rather you were out there doing what you'd set your heart on.
Okay, cool.
Good.
That's settled then.
Sometimes, Josh, when you're genuinely prepared to give something up, you find you don't need to. You're in here, darling.
Yeah. I haven't gone off gallivanting anywhere. You've been out ages.
I told you I would be. That's why I left you lunch. Was it all right?
Yeah.
Well, I've had a fabulous hack, thanks for asking. Met quite a few people while I was out. David, for one.
Oh, yeah.
And Caroline, riding in Haydenwood. She asked me back for coffee. And then, of course, I had to rub down spearmint afterwards. So, things have been quiet here, have they? Matt?
Like a morgue. Oh, I'm just feeling a bit lonely, that's all, and sorry for myself.
Well, that's understandable. Sorry, Tiger.
I've been reading and rereading the paper.
Well, you should have taken yourself out for a walk.
Lake Eyre was enough for me on Friday. I'd take no notice. I'm just put out you chose an horse over me.
Well, I've done Alice a favour anyway.
Especially as you went shopping in Cheltenham yesterday afternoon. I've hardly seen you.
Well, I brought you something nice from that specialist chocolate shop you liked, didn't I?
Well, what was that, my consolation prize?
I can't spend all weekend cooped up inside. I go mad. Anyway, I had some really good thoughts about the mood boards for the development while I was out. You know how riding clears the mind.
What thoughts exactly?
That pewter grey accent wall for the kitchens. It's too dark. It's depressing.
Well, you'll have to ring Rick then.
Yeah. Don't know why I didn't see it before. Anyway, how about a cup of tea? I'm parched.
Yeah, great. And if there's cake to go with it.
Right, you are. I'll see what I can rustle up.
No one should die alone, should they?
Sorry?
That's what Grace said happened to Paul when I spoke to her last week. All alone in an anonymous hotel room. Horrible, eh?
You didn't say?
No, well, I was in shock, I suppose. And there was a lot to take in.
Of course. Poor man.
He had high blood pressure.
High? Oh, well, that accounts for it.
Yeah, probably.
Who found him?
Housekeeping, I expect.
Awful.
Yeah. Must have been a shock for some poor cleaner.
I'm so sorry.
Are you?
He was your brother.
Yeah. So you're making that tea, then?
It's an impressive sight, Jenny.
Hmm?
The concrete going in for the parlour floor, I've just been up there.
Oh.
Let's hope we can get the staff to work in it now. It'll be the biggest white elephant in the county. I mean, I never anticipated recruitment being a problem in this economic climate. Who are you texting?
Lillian, to thank her for exercising spearmint yesterday.
Well, Alice doesn't take him out nearly enough.
Send. Blair. Oh, I'm surprised she didn't come in for a cup of tea after her hack. She'd been out for hours. I did ask her.
Anxious to get back to Tiger, I expect.
I thought she looked dreadful. Oh, that paper mill conversion sucking the life out of her.
Well, they obviously think their cut of the profit will be worth it.
Yeah, but at what cost? I don't want her keeling over like Tony.
God, no.
Anyway, I'll be back in time for lunch.
Right, you are.
Oh, I didn't tell you. A businessman from Connecticut's been in touch about the church organ.
Connecticut? Well, I know.
He saw my piece on the village website, and he's traced his family here back to the 18th century.
Oh, don't tell me his ancestor was the Lord of the Manor.
Actually, his name was Tring. Must be related to Zebedee's family. Oh, well, before your time.
No, I've seen his grave in the churchyard.
Oh, that's genius, Brian.
What is?
Well, I said I'd email him information about the fund, but I could do much worse than send him a photograph of Zebedee's headstone. It's, well, it's a more personal connection, isn't it?
Connected to Connecticut.
Well, it might prompt a donation. You never know.
Oh, hi, Lillian.
Jolene.
Oh, how's things?
Not good. I'm really struggling.
Hold on a mo.
But that's it! Stop!
Oh, I'm interrupting you.
No, I'm seeing in the brewery guy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. I want to hear how you are. How's about I ring you when it's quiet?
Oh, right. Thank you. They say about an hour.
And the rest. Well, I'm happy to wait with you, Jennifer.
Oh, no, thank you. I'll be fine on my own.
Oh, I absolutely insist. When roadside recovery say an hour, in my experience, they mean well in excess of an hour. And I've really nothing better to do.
Oh, really?
Well, I can't see anything under the bonnet, I'm afraid. It all looks very pristine.
Which is precisely why I didn't think it was worth you looking.
Mind now.
Anyway, I didn't break down as such. There was a warning light on the dashboard that refused to go off, and I thought it was safer to stop.
Well, you did the right thing then. Modern cars are beyond baffling.
Yes, well, I agree with you there.
Unlike my trusty Riley. Would you like to sit in it while we wait?
No, thank you, Jim. I'd rather wait in my car.
Oh, what a good idea. I'll join you if I may.
Oh.
In fact, I've got a flask of coffee in my boot and two cheese scones.
Someone had been with him to call an ambulance or just to comfort him as he lay there. He might have stood a chance, don't you think?
No, who knows?
Why wasn't I there? Why?
Oh, come on, Lillian, come on.
I was so angry with him for not getting back to me. And all the time, I can't bear to think about it.
No.
Did you know there was a patron saint of blacksmiths? St. Clement.
There's a patron saint of pretty much everything.
True. On old Clem's night, the smith would pack gunpowder into a small hole in an anvil before striking it soundly with his hammer, causing a small explosion. If the anvil was weak, it would break under pressure and have to be melted down and recast.
Oh.
Perhaps your son-in-law should create a flower arrangement to old Clem for the festival.
Oh, he's far too busy.
Oh, pity. Ah, now, Jennifer, You're a person of culture.
Don't know about that. I used to be.
Oh, more cultured than most of the denizens of Ambridge.
Well, perhaps I am more widely read.
Indeed you are, a leading light of the book club. Such a pity you had to bail out last week. Your contributions are always so stimulating.
I've been busy.
Yes. Anyway, what do you know about the Virgin Mary?
What?
Christine's roped me into her research. She's overseeing the Grange spinny flower arrangement of Mary.
Well, not a lot's known about her actual life, apart from the obvious. She is, well, she's known as the Queen of Heaven, of course. Well, can't you Google her?
Oh, no, please. I can face the mythology, but not the reverence.
Well, I believe the name Maria meant star of the sea, not merely from or off the sea.
Ah, Stella Maris.
Yeah, which may partly account for why she wears blue, though it represents the heavens as well, of course.
So blue flowers may be appropriate as well as white?
Oh, yes, or yellow.
Yellow?
Mm-hmm. I've read that lemons are supposed to be a symbol of fidelity and love and, well, as such are associated with her. And then, of course, there's Lady's bedstraw.
The wildflower?
Yes. And Mary said to have placed it in her bed to make a soft pillow for Jesus. And oh, it was also put in the beds of women during labour. And do you know, it used to colour cheese.
You are a fount of knowledge.
Well, I'm interested in folk history. In fact, Borsetshire adopted it as their flower a few years ago.
Well, I never. I shall relay all this to Christine post our rescue. Oh, that's my phone. I do apologise. Have a scone.
Oh, well, yes, I am rather peckish, actually. And what?
Glen.
You see, things weren't great between us at the end.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He was all over the place.
What do you mean?
Oh, erratic.
Oh.
Kind of desperate. I was wondering if I'd got myself into something that was turning seriously bad.
Difficult.
He got very controlling.
trembling and he was getting more and more uptight. But I'd no idea he had high blood pressure.
Well, if he never told you...
But why didn't he, though?
It's not exactly pillow talk, is it?
Oh, maybe that was it. Oh, we existed in a bubble. Oh, it was so magical at first.
Well, it couldn't go on forever.
No. Real life soon caught up with us. What if the stress of our relationship brought on the heart attack?
Oh, come on now, Lillian. It could have been any number of things.
If we hadn't met up again, he might still be alive.
Now you're talking daft. He had a problem. He could have struck at any time. Look at Sid.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Look, it's okay.
The worst thing is I've got so many questions that I daren't ask. I'm desperate to know every detail of what happened to him.
Yeah, well, that must be hard.
It's torture. Yeah. I can't keep raising him mad. God knows he's a man of few enough words as it is.
Oh, it's tough. But I think you've got to let it lie.
Yeah.
I mean, it will get easier with time.
I've been widowed twice by the age of 32. And I know what you're saying is true, but right now I can't believe I'll never see Paul again.
You're coming in for a cup of tea, Jim?
Very kind of you to ask, Jennifer. But you've had enough to contend with for one day. You go in and take it easy.
Jenny?
Bye.
Bye. Oh, thanks for the scone. It was a lifesaver.
Did I just see what I thought I saw?
Yes, well, you can't hold a grudge forever in a place the size of Ambridge, can you?
Apparently not.
Oh, no. I'd much prefer to use all white flowers.
Steady on.
It'd be more of a creative challenge.
It was Jennifer who came up with the blue and yellow, not me. I've no opinion either way.
Oh, sorry.
Of course, I'd already looked up the Virgin Mary on the internet, but I wasn't about to tell her that.
Oh, you cunning old so-and-so.
Well, it was an icebreaker.
What was the problem with her car, anyway?
A failure of the onboard computer system.
Oh, it's frightening, isn't it?
They had to tow it back to the dealership.
Poor Jennifer.
Except it did provide the perfect opportunity for our rapprochement.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry, there's nothing to go with this. I haven't done any baking today.
Oh, don't worry. Your cheese scones were instrumental in softening her up. We're still not back to full strength, she and I, but we're definitely on the mend.
A jolly good thing, too.
I must say, I found it rather hurtful being sent to Coventry. Like being back in Lower 3A.
At school?
I was the subject of academic jealousy even then. Bates Minor was the ringleader. I got my revenge by cutting the tip off his house tie. It was a very satisfying moment.
Oh, Jim...
I was determined not to let it go on with Jennifer. Although, deep down, I still don't regret satirising Brian.
After all the trouble it's caused.
Well, there is that. But it was an open goal.
High risk.
Funnily enough, it worked in my favour. Glenn phoning when he did.
How so?
I could feel Jennifer's frisson of triumph when she heard me turn him down for another series of articles. She took it as an admission of regret.
That was useful, then.
Yes. What I didn't tell her was that Glenn's left the door open for me to write the occasional article in the future.
Oh, I'd steer clear. Bit of a poisoned chalice, I'd say.
We'll see. But on balance, I rather enjoyed my foray into journalism.
In spite of its ups and downs?
In spite of them. And having to deal with the vacuous Glenn...
Whoa, whoa.
Whoa, careful, George. You don't want to tip him out too quickly.
Grandad?
That'll be enough. What?
Can you go to heaven if you haven't got a soul?
But you have got one.
Do guinea pigs have souls?
Possibly. I couldn't say for certain they haven't. Oi, what's brought this on?
If little Mitch hasn't got a soul, he won't be waiting for me in heaven when I die, will he? What do you think, Grandad?
I think we need to go inside and get you some breakfast. Come on, George. There we go.
Don't shut the van, Daryl. I found this.
Oh.
Do you mind if I take them?
Why should I mind? I shan't have much use for oven gloves.
I've left you the other pair. You will eat properly, won't you? Daryl.
Look, if you've left anything inside, I can easily bring it over.
There is nothing left.
It was a bit of a rush saying goodbye to Anna this morning.
She was late for the school bus. You can phone her tonight. And you'll be seeing Rosa tomorrow. She said she'd come round after work.
It's not the same as seeing them every day, though, is it?
Trin! Well, I never. Zebedee was a miserable old so-and-so.
Jennifer's hoping she can extract a donation from him for the organ fund.
Well, I wish them had deep pockets closer to home would fork out. Them as you see in Borsetshire life, they wouldn't miss the odd thousand.
Indeed.
Ain't you got no influence there?
No, alas, I never did. Morning, Neil.
Oh, hello, Jim.
Morning. Hello,
Clary. Oh, just got that application form in the post, Jim.
Ah.
They wanted 6 copies of the church's accounts. The envelope was so fat, I knew it'd need extra postage.
What's this?
Oh, the Robert Haywood Trust. They might be good for a grant towards the church organ.
We was just talking about that.
Well, I've nothing so far with the other grants I've applied for.
Oh, dear.
Well, I wish you luck. Though I can think of better uses for £30,000.
Well, I've got Kira in the car. I'd best get her round to Tracy's.
I hope the Peggy job works out for Emma.
Oh, me too. Yeah. Oh, you know, it's so close we might just as well walk there. I'll see you.
Bye.
Bye.
Jennifer told me yesterday you're advising the darts team on their floral arrangement of St. Sebastian.
Yeah, on top of doing me own. I'm trying to steer them away from too much blood and gore.
Come on, Kira.
I suppose you've never seen Derek Jarman's infamous film about St. Sebastian.
Oh, do you think it might give us some ideas?
Yes, but not ones pertinent to a flower festival. Anyway, it's all in Latin.
Oh, I can't stand subtitles. I never know where to look.
I think you'd be riveted to the action, not the dialogue in that particular film. Not a problem with our Blessed Lady, of course, blood and gore. In fact, Christine's arrangement for Grange Spinney is to be pure white, apparently.
White?
So I'm led to believe. Lilies, primarily.
Well, not all white, though, surely. I thought the Virgin Mary wore blue.
Yes, but she'll not be wearing it to the flower festival. Not at this stage of Christine's planning, anyway. Immaculate white, to symbolise her chastity.
Oh, I see.
You'll need to cut the grass, Daryl. It looks dreadful.
Yeah, okay, I will. I'll borrow next door's mower.
Thank you.
Look, are you sure this is what you want, love?
It's hard for me too.
Then why can't we just...
Oh, no, we can't go back.
Look, I could change.
Please. We've been over this, Daryl. It's too late.
I'm sorry.
I know.
I still love you.
Oh, hello, Neil.
Ah, all right.
And little Chiara. Oh, she's an angel.
Ilona's off now.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm just taking this little one to Tracy's. Emma starts work for Peggy today.
Oh, she's lucky. Tell her, please, Peggy prefers hot milk in her coffee, not cold.
Oh, right.
Lona.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll miss her so much. And you too, Neil. You've been a wonderful friend to us.
Yeah. Yeah, you have, mate.
Oh, I don't know.
Yes.
Oh. You take care. And, well, all the best for the future. I hope everything works out for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, come on then, Kira. Let's go, shall we?
Bye, Neil.
Oh, look, I'll buy you a pint at lunchtime if you're free, Daryl.
Oh, great. Cheers. I've got nothing else on.
About 1 o'clock then?
Smash in.
Right.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Well, I'd better go.
Oh, God. I'm sorry.
Oh, don't say that. Sorry can't change what's happened.
No. Look, I'll speak to the girls tonight. You tell them, yeah?
Okay. Mind?
Well, that's it then.
Well, I'd better get this newspaper back to Christine so we can sharpen our brains on today's crossword.
Very nice.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, Clary.
Nick, are you free at dinner?
I'm working.
I'll come to the ball then.
Oh, has something happened?
We've hit a problem.
And when you realise you want to spend the rest of your life with someone, you want the rest of your life to start straight away, don't you? That's how me and Ilona felt, anyway.
Yeah. You don't hang about when you're sure.
Of course, the May, she even gave me a second look. She wore her hair in a long plait in them days, nearly down to her waist.
Really?
Yeah, stunning. She's like me because of my manners. She'd say, you English are so polite.
It's more reserve, really, isn't it?
I've got plenty of work on. And the kids came along. I'd always wanted girls.
And they're lovely girls.
Thank you. At least I've seen Rosa grow up, but Anna... She...
Look, you've had a run of bad luck, that's all.
No, Neil. I failed them through my own stupidity. No one forced me to get involved with Des and them dogfights, and I didn't have to handle them dodgy goods in the past, did I? Ilona's lost all respect for me, and now I've lost her and my precious girls.
Well, not for good you haven't.
Just worried Anna will forget about me.
Only if you let her, Daryl.
She always takes her mum's side. I think she's ashamed of me, same as Ilona.
Well, that's all the more reason to keep up the relationship, so you can make it up to her in time. She'll always need her dad.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, of course. And you'll see Rosa about the place. She still works here with Mike, doesn't she?
Yeah, but I've only got the house for 2 more weeks before the lease is up. And then what? I can't see me staying in Ambridge. There's no work for me here.
Look, you've got your phone, Daryl, and you know where they are. You'll only lose touch if you're careless.
I suppose.
Anyway, I should be going...
Already?
Sorry, I've got to get back.
Okay. I'll stay and finish this one.
Look, I'll be in touch.
Hey, Daryl?
Soon.
I'll hold you to that, mate.
Here you are.
Ta.
On me.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah, you look as though you need it.
I do.
See you, Clary.
Oh, Nick.
Bye.
Bye, Neil.
So, what's up?
What's up? Is Grange Spinney are using white lilies for their arrangement, same as ours.
Oh, no.
And all the other flowers in their display are white as well.
Well, it is the Virgin Mary, I suppose.
Yes, I do know that. Jim said he put it to Christine they could add some ladies' bedstraw to their display.
Well, what colour's that?
Yellow.
Oh.
But she weren't having any of it.
Oh.
No.
Well, in that case...
What?
Well,
maybe we should be the ones to give in.
Give in?
Yeah, change our ideas for St. Bridget.
Change them how?
Well, we could introduce some colour into our display.
Colour? Oh, no. No way.
Only a splash. Orange, maybe.
Orange?
Yeah, just to make it look different from theirs.
No, 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 no. Sorry, I've got it all pictured in my head. I've spent ages thinking it through. All the symbolism and everything.
I know.
The old display is to be creamy white. St. Bridget was the patron saint of dairy maids and milk. Not orange squash.
It was only a suggestion.
And the white represents the new lambs and all. And not new lambs with blue dye sprayed on them either, before you suggest that.
I wasn't going to.
Good.
See you, ladies.
Oh, bye.
Bye.
Oh, poor Daryl.
We can't go into the flower festival with identical displays. It'd be a disaster. A sea of white and cream. The public will think we copy Grange Spinney.
But they might look very different. Look. This is all just speculation from Jim.
Oh, no, it ain't. Jim's a fancy man, ain't he?
Oh, Clary!
They do the crossword together over breakfast. What does that tell you?
Oh, well, I think we need to establish the facts rather than jump to conclusions.
And how are we going to establish the facts exactly? I can't very well ask Christine outright what they're planning.
Well, why not?
You've got a lot to learn about village politics, Nick.
Well, all I'm saying is that we might be worrying about nothing. The Grange Spinney Virgin Mary could still be in development. They might even have thrown out the all-white plan by now.
I don't know. But you're right about one thing. Knowledge is power. We need a mole. If we can keep up with what Christine's planning, we can try and vary our design so ours will stand out over theirs.
What, still using all-white flowers?
You bet. Though why we should have to be the ones to adapt our display, I don't know. We thought of our saint before Grange Spinney thought of theirs.
I bring you tidings of great joy.
What are you on about?
I've just had this farmer guy phone me. He's been let down by his regular shearing gang.
Oh, I see. Where is he?
Warwickshire somewhere. 300 sheep.
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know? That's out on Wednesday.
You what?
I was filling you a lap's head.
300, though.
So what? I was supposed to turn them down?
No, you're supposed to talk to me first.
Oh, 30. 300, what's the difference? It's the one wee lamb after another when you're doing the job.
Yeah, I suppose.
That's my boy.
We're really going to have to get our heads down, though, and work fast and slick.
Aye, I know.
No cutting corners. We're trying to build our reputation, not ruin it.
We'll be fine.
Well, we'll have that catcher, I suppose. That'll help us keep up to speed. What?
He's no providing a catcher.
What?
We need to find one in.
Jazza?
Oh, it's a detail.
They should always provide one. Oh, wish you'd checked all this out with me first.
I wish you'd stop worrying.
We're going to have to turn him down.
What? It's crazy. We'll find somebody.
Oh, just like that. It's really short notice, Jazza. It's a two-day job.
How about your dad?
Nah, he's got loads on at the minute.
Oh, look. Relax. I'll sort it. Oh, come on. Think of the money, yeah? See ya.
Oh, Jazza. Just the man.
Oh. Hi, Clary. What are you doing at the dairy?
Well, it's my coffee break.
Oh, can I just get to that bill?
Sorry.
So, you here to see where the real work's done on Bridge Farm, are you?
Cheeky. No, I need a favour.
Sheep. That's great.
This stone's really got itself lodged in our foot.
Oh, I never believed it would take off when you had the idea.
Yeah, well, it was David that thought of it. Jazza is such a loose cannon. Keep Kira away, love.
Come here, Kira.
We're supposed to be a team. Got it.
So do you want this baguette then or what?
Oh, yeah, ta. There you go, girl. It's all over.
Here.
Yeah, this looks good.
Kira helped me make it, didn't you, darling?
Yeah. Do you know, I know it's only 11, but I'm starving. I'm going to eat it.
seems more herself today. Bouncing off the walls yesterday, Tito.
Yeah.
There was a change in her routine, I suppose.
Well, more like all the sweets and sugary drinks Tracy fed her while I was at work.
I'm going to have to say something.
Oh, don't worry. Oh, it really wouldn't have worked taking her with me to Peggy, so her place is so neat and tidy.
It's not like Brookfield, then.
No. Oh, I know they're untidy, but at least I can get straight down to a routine when I'm there.
Oh, you'll find your feet. It's your first day.
Well, except each time it'll be different.
So I'd prefer that, me.
I don't. Yesterday I was doing ironing as well as cleaning, and I had to turn a mattress. Ruth's never asked me to do that on my own.
It wasn't a double, was it?
No, it was two singles pushed together.
That's all right. I mean, when you think where we were last year, now I've got my share in work, you've got two jobs. It's brilliant, eh?
Yeah.
What?
George was praying again at breakfast.
A spy? As in...
Well...
Oh, come on. Where's your patter?
Well, the bottom line is, I need to know that the Grange Spinney Virgin Mary ain't going to look the same as mine and Nick St. Bridget.
Ah, you don't want to be outdone, is that it?
No, but folks won't want to pay to see identical displays now, will they?
Well, same here.
Well, Christine's their chief designer, ain't she?
Uh-huh.
And you're on the spot. In fact, you're perfectly placed, living almost next door with Jim.
True.
And them in and out of each other's houses all day long.
Oh, it's not quite like that.
Wait, yeah, but you might be able to pick some up, though.
Aye. Mate. Okay, then.
Oh, great.
We'll discuss it over lunch.
Lunch?
Aye, thanks very much.
Oh.
I can't spy in an empty stomach.
It's even worse at night. It's not funny, Ed.
Yes, it is. It's hilarious.
It took me ages to persuade him to climb under his duvet last night. He was down on his knees, praying for Clive and Keith.
Well, someone has to, don't they? Oh, it's a phase, Em. George will grow out of it. Well, I used to sing in church when I was a kid, didn't I? Mum was convinced I'd be the next Alid Jones. I'm walking in the air.
Well, I wouldn't mind if it was just the hymns.
Well, your mum and dad had chuffed that Nick took him.
Yeah, and why did she take him? To show me up.
He wanted to go.
So she says. First she joins the WI to cosy up to your mum, and now this. Nick's always trying to prove she's the perfect daughter-in-law.
You're not even interested in the WI or the church come to that.
That's not the point. Anyway, Nick took him without consulting me, and that's not on it.
Well, it'll probably do him some good. At least he doesn't want to be a burglar anymore.
Ha ha.
Look, if you feel outshone by Nick, instead of whinging, just do something about it.
That was a cracking lunch, Mrs. G.
Anytime, love.
Really?
Of course.
Great. I hope Joe didn't mind sharing that pie.
No. Well, he's filling up on bread and jam.
You did give me the lion's share.
Well, you're doing me a favour, aren't you?
Well, I'll see what I can do, yeah?
I'm ever so grateful.
Oh, Jimmy, my man!
Oh, look at these weeds. The more I pick them, the more they grow.
You all right, Jazza?
Oh, you're the right man in the right place at the right time.
Eh?
How do you fancy a two-day adventure break?
What's the catch?
Ooh, that's spooky.
What is?
The adventure. It's cash and sheep while Ed and me shear them.
Oh, I get it.
Then rolling up the fleeces, and it's a great night in the local hostelry before kipping down in the barn. It's Bear Grylls with sheep.
I could be interested.
I knew it. We'll have a blast. It's rugged man stuff. The lasses go nuts for it.
If it doesn't clash with nets.
Nets? Oh, come on.
When is it?
Next Wednesday and Thursday.
Well, I'll have to check Isaac doesn't need me for my tree work.
Okay, but don't hang about or I'll be working my way down my wee list.
How much?
How much what?
Duh.
No, this will be like your training.
You must be joking.
Oh, we can talk about money if you help us out again.
Forget it, mate.
Oh, don't be like that. Jimmy!
Oh, hello, Emma.
I wasn't expecting you.
Hi.
You stop in?
I know. Now I can.
Oh, pity.
I was wondering if you wanted a hand with the flower arranging in church on Friday morning.
Oh.
I just checked the rotor with Mum, so I know it's your turn.
Yeah. Thing is, Nick's volunteered to help me.
Oh.
Oh, but look, no, you come along too, Emma. Why not?
Right, Well, good, I will.
Many hands make light work, after all.
Go on! Go on! I'm sorry for the hold-up, Jamie.
No, it's okay, I'm not in a hurry.
I'm just getting him over the side of the lane. Then you can get past.
No worries.
Go on!
Jazz had mentioned that shearing job next week.
Oh, all right. Great. That's it. Go on. Right, I reckon you can squeeze by now. So what do you think?
I think you two need to sort out your employment practices before you go offering jobs to people.
Clary.
You all right? You sound funny.
I'm in.
In where?
Christine's sitting room. No, it's okay. She's in the kitchen. I got myself invited to tea.
Oh, you're good at that.
Aye, she took pity on me. I tell her I hadn't eaten a thing all day.
Oh, tell that to Joe.
Oh, come on. It's just a cover. It's got me inside, is it no?
Good.
So what am I looking for?
I don't know. Plans. Lists.
Right.
Well, you're the one on the spot. And if you can't find no written evidence, you'll have to try and get it out of her. Oh, but don't make it too obvious.
Copy, Dame Judy. Oh, wait. There's a slip of paper inside this gardening magazine.
What's it say?
Hold on. Pick up prescription. Vitamin C, hair colour, nah. She's away doing the chemist with this lot.
Oh, drat.
Now, give her a chance.
I knew she used a colour.
Ah, here we are, then.
Oh, got to go.
I didn't know you were interested in gardening, Jasser.
Huh?
You look very absorbed in that magazine.
Well, living with Jim, you know.
Oh, can you just move the...
Aye.
Oh, thank you. You're in luck. I made a lemon drizzle cake this morning.
It looks bonny.
Shall I be mother?
Great. Jim thinks there should be an arrangement at St Andrew at the Flower Festival.
He never said.
Since we've got the Highland Games at the Fete this year.
Oh, yes.
Blue and white flowers, isn't it?
Naturally. Isn't he the patron saint of fishermen, St Andrew?
Aye.
I'm not sure how you'd incorporate a fish into a floral design.
Gold for the batter.
I'll let you into a little secret about the flower festival, shall I?
Go on then, Christine.
Oh, help yourself to sugar.
Oh.
George always liked sugar in his tea.
Is that the secret?
Oh, don't be silly. The thing is, I'm rather cross with Jim. In fact, I've had to tell him off.
What for?
He's been leaking details of my Grange Spinney floral arrangement.
He hasn't he? What details?
Aha, very good, Jazzer. It's classified information. He's sworn to secrecy now.
Ah, well, where's the harm?
Oh, the competition. Not to mention plagiarism. These village events can bring out the worst as well as the best in a body.
I see.
Besides, the public are paying to be surprised what do they call it nowadays? The reveal.
Aye.
But if they already know what to expect, there's no drama, is there? No, I'm keeping the Grange Spinney Virgin firmly under my hat.
Best place for her.
Exactly. Now, can I tempt you with some lemon drizzle?
Okay, give me 20 minutes.
Who's that?
Bernard. He wants a meeting. Again.
Right.
Oh, by the way, I did a bit of thinking about our holiday.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't want you to get stressed about it, so I've decided. we won't go.
Really?
No, you need a bit of R&R, Pushka. You can't do that if you're worrying about demonstrations or whatever.
No, I suppose you're right.
So it's all sorted. We're off to Montenegro instead.
Montenegro?
Yeah, it's all booked. I've left the brochure in the city room. Take a look. You'll love it.
Is there anything you don't eat, the pair of you?
Not really, Rob.
Adam will be happy with a pot noodle.
Phoebe.
Okay, but I need to set the bar a little higher for Ian.
Oh, don't worry, he's just grateful for any invitation.
Yeah, they don't get out much.
Well, people are usually too nervous to cook for him.
Well, I'd better get myself off to Borchester and see what I can forage before I lose my nerve.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye, Rob. So, crates, when's the farmer's market?
Sunday.
Okay, and I'll drop them round sometime Saturday.
Cool. I had my last exam this morning. Farm business law.
Oh. Is it just the cereal bar?
Yeah.
That's 85 pence, please, Pip.
Here's a pound.
Expect you're shattered now, aren't you?
Oh, totally.
Hasn't Dan had exams this week? That's 15 pence.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, actually, we've been texting. He's got his last one tomorrow morning. Geography. Mm. Oh, I don't need the receipt.
Okay. And then he's off to summer camp in the States, isn't he?
Oh, envy, envy. It's Yorkshire for me. But only if I pass my exams.
Well, best of luck.
Cheers, Helen.
Bye. Excuse me, do you need any help?
Well, I'm not sure, really.
It's Rob, isn't it?
Yeah.
Helen, I live at Bridge Farm.
Oh, right, yes, I've seen you around the village with your little boy.
Henry.
Right. Well, I've rather foolishly invited Adam Macy and his partner for supper tonight, and I'm a bit caught in the headlights.
Ah.
I came here before the supermarket because I've heard you do specialist cheeses.
Mm-hmm. And what are you planning?
Well, anything an idiot can put in front of a professional chef without feeling totally humiliated.
Oh, Ian's not like that.
Do you know him?
Yeah, he's my best mate.
Oh, right. So you can fast-track me?
Sure can. Well, here. Have this recipe card. It's all in steps.
Ah, spinach lasagna. Okay.
He absolutely loves it.
Straightforward?
Very. The star is our blue cheese. It makes the sauce really tangy. And you can buy all the other ingredients here as well.
Great. One-stop shop.
All except the meat. Unless you want to use veggie mince.
No thanks.
Didn't think so. Oh, if you're off to Pud, they're both fans of our toffee ice cream.
Well, that's me sorted. Oh, this says it's for 6 people.
Have you seen Adam eat?
Why don't you join us?
Well,
otherwise, it's just blokes. And 4 is much better than 3.
Hello?
Oh, Phoebe.
Oh.
Come on in, darling. How lovely to see you.
I did try the front door.
I can't have heard, sorry.
Are you all right, Auntie Lillian?
Yes, I'm fine. Silly me, I've just had a stinker of a day, that's all. Now, what can I do for you, darling?
I'm doing a charity swimathon. We're linked to a school in India. Will you sponsor me?
Yes, of course I will. I'd be delighted. Put me down for, £30. Is that enough?
Whoa, that's masses. Thanks. I like that.
Oh, I'm trying to come up with the colours for our latest development.
Those silver and greys, they're really pretty. Like the sky on a winter's day.
That's exactly the idea. Do you think that this goes with it?
Just.
It's meant to add a hint of angry sunset.
A bit too angry.
Do you know, Phoebe, I think you're right. Now, I'm sure that I've got a soft drink somewhere, if you'd like it. Maybe even a biscuit.
Auntie Lillian?
Yeah?
Do you want a hug?
Yeah. I'd like that very much.
Such a pity Ian's sous chef rang in sick. He went to all this effort.
Well, the food hasn't exactly gone to waste.
No, I'm stuffed.
Oh, it was delicious.
I hope I can follow a recipe card. Jess is a far better cook than me. She wings everything, but it always comes out right.
Yep, it's like my mum.
Well, you must tell her. Her toffee ice cream's terrific.
Yeah, well, that's down to the organic milk.
Oh, come on, you don't really believe it tastes any different.
Excuse me?
Uh-oh, you lit the touch paper there, mate.
I bet you couldn't tell in a blind test.
That's not the point.
Ah, so you couldn't.
You can't separate flavour from how the milk's produced. Anyway, I do think organic tastes are superior.
Yeah, right.
You're not going to win this one, Rob.
It's a much higher quality product all round. The cows are allowed to eat grass outside, for start.
Well, at least our cows will know what to expect, not get hustled inside to eat their winter rations because it rains all summer.
Well, I think it's weird what you're doing up there.
Some people think organic's weird.
Oh, touché.
At least our customers can trace our products back to the farm.
Oh, really? I heard you'll be buying in your milk after the sale.
Well, yeah.
Aha, so that's a deceit, isn't it? Come on, back me up here, Adam.
Oh, I'm staying out of this.
It'll still be local-ish.
Ish.
Well, it's not as if we're buying it in from Romania or something. It'll be fully traceable. Who knows where your milk will end up? In a rubbery cheese slice in a supermarket in China, most likely.
It's not my business where the milk goes. I'm just the herd manager.
And that's exactly what's gone wrong with the food chain. No one can keep track of it. It's too big.
Oh, please, not horse meat. I tried it once in France, Adam. Delicious.
Oh.
What it tastes like isn't the point. If I can't believe what's on the label, that's a deceit. It takes away my choice about what I put into my body. It's appalling.
Yeah, OK. It's been a shambles, I agree.
Yeah, but it's symptomatic of a globalised industrial food chain out of control. We outsource to poor countries whose regulatory systems are, at best, suspect. Where cutting corners can mean growing rice in an industrial runoff. It's not safe.
But people demand food they can realistically afford. They can't all shop at Ambridge Organics.
Hey!
Fabulous as it is. Anyway, our milk will be totally safe and extremely high quality. Now, I know you have an interest, Helen, but independent shops just can't feed enough people.
Look, I'm not a Luddite, and I don't have a knee-jerk reaction to supermarkets. But I do question their ethics and the rate that they're expanding.
The global market exists for a reason.
Yeah, to make profits for the traders speculating on food prices. It's not the small farmers who benefit.
No, I don't defend that either, but you can't turn the clock back. It's not exactly practical for everyone to keep a pig in the backyard and a row of carrots on the windowsill. We'll always need imports.
I think you've just described Bridge Farm.
Oh, shut up, Adam.
The UK would be in a fix if we couldn't bring in grain the weather we've had.
I do realise that.
And I know you don't approve of big operations like ours.
I don't.
But at least we can supply at volume and securely, and that's becoming critical.
At the cost of industrialising the countryside and destroying natural habitats.
Oh, come on now, Helen. Farming's always shaped the landscape. Anyway, it would help wildlife more if people stopped concreting over their front gardens and kept a few nettles so the butterflies can feed.
Well, I do agree with you there.
Hallelujah.
Didn't have you down as a wildlife type.
Ah, good. Then I've surprised you.
You have, actually.
I am a country boy, you know.
Well, then you're a paradox.
I've never been called that before. How on earth did we get from toffee ice cream to butterflies?
Can't remember, but it was fun.
Yeah, it was.
Have you got any brandy, Rob?
Sure thing. In the kitchen. Helen?
Well, maybe a small one.
Excellent. Shan't be a tick.
Hi, Jess. How's it going?
You got under his skin there, Helen.
Was it too much?
Too much? What are you talking about? He's loving it. Anyway, he's a big, strong man. He can take it.
And an attractive one.
I thought so.
Oh, come on, Adam.
I couldn't possibly comment.
Why are they always gay or married?
Oh, darling.
So, you like the look of Montenegro, then?
Yeah, it's lovely.
No more than you deserve, Puss. I can't wait.
No. Well, look, I think I'm going to go up.
Hey? You haven't asked me what Bernard said.
Oh, What did he say?
5 to 6 weeks for the structural work, not including the strip out.
And do they still expect to start the strip out next week?
Yeah.
Good. Look, I'm going to...
Seems that. Too long to me. I wonder if we've gone with the right firm.
Oh, Matt, no, please. I can't have this conversation now. I'm too tired.
Well, maybe... Maybe you should sleep in the spare room tonight, eh? You've been keeping me awake with your nighttime prowling.
Yeah. All right. That might not be a bad idea.
No point us both suffering.
No.
I think I should go to Paul's funeral on Monday, don't you?
Monday?
Yeah, didn't I mention it?
No.
Will you come with me?
Monday?
Yeah, morning.
No, it's not possible, Matt. I've got my final meeting with Rick and Armando, and we really need to send the drawings off to the architect before we go off on holiday.
Oh, come on. Come on, don't bail out of me, puss. I thought you'd want to support me.
Well, of course I want to, darling.
I'm useless at funerals, all that small talk. You're the one pushed me to track Mum down in the first place. I knew it was a bad idea. I wish I never had now.
Do you?
My life made sense before.
Sorry you feel that.
Families. All I bring is baggage and now heartache. He was my brother.
Yeah.
And anyway, you've been invited.
And then it come to me, Nick. White rambling roses trailing down like milk from Bridget's churn.
Oh, that sounds beautiful. Stand up, you stupid flower.
Yeah, don't be rough with them, Emma. Oh. Here, we got that churn, see, from Bridge Farm. That's what inspired me.
Oh, have you heard anything back from Jazza?
Not a dicky bird. I'll have to chase him up.
Right. There. What do you think?
Oh, yes, a lovely arrangement, Nick. It's nicely balanced, isn't it, Emma?
It's all right. Well, you know, it's getting there.
How are you getting on, Emma? Oh.
This oasis is manky. My flowers keep flopping down.
It's no good adding to a failed arrangement. You best take them out and start again.
I'm not doing that.
Well, I'll help you in a minute.
Oh, I give up.
Oh, well... Perhaps you could just sweep up the bits then. I'll take mine through, I think.
Is there a broom then?
In the cupboard. Oh,
can you manage?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh. I'll be out in a minute.
Yeah, you don't over tweak it, Nick.
Oh, it's nice and quiet here, isn't it, Emma? No kids. Why didn't you ask me before taking George to church? Will didn't mind. I don't care. You should have asked me first.
Yeah, right, Jamie. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, mate. He said yes.
I kind of gathered.
Well, that's a relief. I didn't want to turn the job down.
Did you have to offer him so much money?
So much? I couldn't have got away with much less.
I'd have done it for a pub supper and a few pints at his age.
Well, he wasn't going to do it for peanuts, you know that jazzer. Anyway, he's agreed to do the hobby flop for nothing on Monday. What more can we ask?
I should hope so. Monday's his training day.
Exactly. So he'll be good and ready for Wednesday.
He should be paying us for Monday.
I'll put a sock in it.
These college kids pay for their internships nowadays. I've heard it for Jim.
Just be grateful we found someone.
I found him.
Yeah, and you nearly lost him. If I hadn't pulled it back from the brink, we'd be turning down 2 days' work. You can't exploit people, Jazza.
Huh.
And anyway, Oliver's doing the milking for free, so we'll be well in profit, even with Jamie's wages. You're just going to accept it. We've got to start acting like we're professionals.
If you say that one more time...
Well, you don't seem to be getting the message. There you are, Lillian.
Hello.
Clary.
What's she finding you for?
Oh, hello, Lillian. How's it going? Have you got time for a chat?
Two more coldies, please, Tony.
Ooh, she was quick.
Thirsty morning.
1 minute, darling.
Sure.
Now, you go on up to the flat, Lillian. I'll follow you when I've served Ed.
You sure?
Yeah, of course. Kenton's only in the kitchen. I'll ask him to cover.
You've got very quiet on the Virgin Mary.
Well...
What?
Well...
You've found something out. I can tell.
I might have...
Oh.
But I can't talk now. I'm in a public place.
Oh, right. Walls of ears, is that it?
The builders.
Got you.
So, I could come for my tea.
Oh?
I'm free tonight.
Tonight?
Well, the sooner you know, the sooner you can act on the information.
Yeah, that's true.
And it is safer to meet at yours.
I was going to have a night off cooking tonight. Eddie and Joe gone to the Three Counties. They always make a night of it afterwards.
Yeah, even better. No, that wouldn't trust them with the information, but if they should accidentally overhear us... Joe especially, he's an old guy.
Well, I've got that chicken, I suppose. I'll invite Nick as well.
Nick?
To join us for a cup of tea. It'll save me having to explain everything to her later.
Would that be the cup of tea after the pudding?
Oh, you'd like a pudding, would you?
Well, don't go to any trouble.
I'll see what I can rustle up.
Okay, cheerio then.
Bye.
There you go, mate.
Cheers. Give me the name of some flowers, Ed, quick.
What? Never mind that. What did my mum want?
It's something to do with Bridge Farm. That's the one.
Oh.
Aye, she had a message from me for Tom, via Pat. That family's so disorganised. Just to confirm that he's fine with me taking the 2 days holiday next week for the shearing.
Yeah, I should hope so. Where's to our success then?
He really wants me there, Jolene.
Oh, well, I can understand it. It's usual for couples to go to funerals together.
I made some excuse, but he said Grace and Charlie had invited me. Oh. How can I go? It's impossible.
Hey, come on now, Lillian. You calm down.
Thanks so much. Who else could I talk to?
Come on.
I used to share everything with Jenny.
I know.
I've become such a practiced liar. Oh, my God. My hands shaking.
No.
This is what I'm trying to hide at home. I can't keep on avoiding Matt.
Well, you don't have to hide nothing from me.
You've saved my life. No, I mean it.
The funeral.
Yeah. Oh, the thought of standing there with Matt beside me. All lying there in the coffin. It's just horrific.
Oh, I know.
I shouldn't be able to control myself. I'm bad enough now.
Okay. But it's normal to cry at funerals, though, Lillian. You know, Matt might not think it's odd.
But it won't be just dabbing my eyes with a hanky, Jolene.
I know.
After things... so bad between me and Paul, and now I can't trust myself not to weep and wail like a mad woman.
Yeah, but Matt might be even more suspicious if you don't go.
I know. He'll start asking questions. Why don't I go? And then the hectoring will start. You're the one who pushed me into getting in touch with him. The least you can do is support me.
Well, maybe you should.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah.
And a big part of me genuinely doesn't want to let him down.
Well, then.
There's something else, though, something I haven't told you.
What?
Celia.
Who's Celia?
Paul's ex-wife.
Oh.
She saw me going into Paul's place once.
So? Why would she make the connection?
Because I was laden down with wine and flowers and had a big smile on my face.
Ah.
And she said as much. That if I was the new girlfriend, she hoped I knew what I was letting myself in for.
Tricky.
If she's at the funeral, my life will just unravel.
She might not recognise you.
Oh, come on, Jolene, larger than life, Lillian.
Well, you could try and find out if she's going to be there.
Yes, that crossed my mind, but, I mean, why would I phone up Grace out of the blue and ask if her mother's going to her father's funeral? It sounds so bizarre, and anyway, I get back to Matt.
No, you're right, it's a non-starter. Well, maybe you could go, but keep out of her way.
It's all going to come out. Maybe that's my punishment. To lose them both. Oh, God.
Hold on. Listen, Lillian. If you act normal with Matt on the morning of the funeral, a bit sad, that's only to be expected, and, you know, you're the supportive partner right up to the creme or the church, whatever. Wait. No, before you go inside, you tell Matt that you feel like you're intruding and you feel it's best if you leave him to mourn his brother along with his family. Play the sensitive outsider. See? Yeah, and then you buzz off and have a coffee somewhere and pick him up when it's all over. Or you could pretend you had a headache. Oh, darling, I know it's not great, but it may be the least worst option.
Do you think I can pull it off?
Oh, you might have to. Oh, I'm sorry, I can't think of anything better.
No. Neither can I.
What do you call the wee flowers you get in pink and white?
Oh, there's loads, Jazzer.
Sweet peas?
You wear them in your buttonhole.
Carnations?
Ah, that's the one. Christine's using them and all.
Carnations, eh? As well as lilies. Pink or white carnations?
White, I think.
Oh, no.
Great chicken, this.
Well, we can live with carnations, Clary. We're not using them, are we?
Yeah, I suppose. What else did you find out, then?
Can I take another spud?
Jazza!
Roses.
I knew it.
Oh, no.
First the lilies. What colour?
Guess.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
I'm only telling you what she told me.
You better finish them if you like.
Great.
We'd only just decided this morning to use white roses and all.
Yeah, cascading down like milk from a churn.
Very nice.
Sounds like she still is using all white flowers then.
Aye, you symbolise
them. Yes, I know. Oh, you are the bearer of bad news.
I seem to be, aye.
Well, so come on then. What else?
What else?
Details, Jazza. I need details.
Fairy lights. Christine's using fairy lights.
Fairy lights?
Aye. Stringing them round her head.
How vulgar.
I think it's rather imaginative.
What side are you on?
Well, at least lights will make her display look different from ours.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's not your fault.
No.
No, we're ever so grateful to you for keeping us in the loop.
No need bother. That was a great supper. You know, I'm sure Christine's arrangement's still a work in progress. So, if you need me to go behind enemy lines again...
Oh, please, Jazzer.
I'll see what I can do. Now, was there a mention of a treacle sponge?